Hey, we're back. Welcome back to Spinning It. Man, episode 4, we are going in. Look, started off the first few episodes, you know, talking with the guys. I was ton of fun. But look, man, I got to get some other people up here in the studio. In fact, I want to introduce my first in-studio guest right here in the Korea studios, especially with the big rivalry game coming up, the three-way face-off, your Ducks taking on the Kings on Black Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, in arena host for the Kings. It feels even kind of weird to say that right now, like kind of pumped up. But my good friend, in arena host for the LA Kings, Mikey Alexander. What up, Mikey?
Oh, I am. First off, I did not know I was the first in studio guest. That's too much pressure to put on me. So I apologize. Everybody listening, I'm clearly going to disappoint you. But yes, I'm super excited to be here, JoJo. Thank you for having me. And yeah, this is a beautiful studio, and I'm happy. I'm stoked to be here.
Really, we wanted to bring you in just so that you had to praise the Ducks for the next,
of course,
2 hours that we're on. That
I am 100% right convinced Wild Wings going to pop out back here somewhere or something.
That's right. Bailey was not invited.
Yes.
You know, just you.
So, Kings fans, if I'm not at the game on Saturday night, send help down to Anaheim. They did not let me leave. They slashed my tires or something. So if you don't see me at crypto.com arena, you let me know and come down to Anaheim and rescue me.
No, but here's the thing, man. The next game, I'm talking about Ducks versus Kings, Friday, 12:30 p.m. start. Don't be going too crazy on Thanksgiving, man, because that turkey hangover is going to be real.
Absolutely. What's your favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Oh, man.
I put you on the spot right there.
No, here's the thing. Look, I love the traditional stuff, mashed potatoes, all that, but I'm Filipino at the end of the day. Give me some white rice with my turkey.
Oh, really?
And I'm good. I'm good.
See, you think when you know somebody that I did not expect that answer. If I had 10 options, that would have been not in my top 10.
Right, hey, look, I gotta also say I've been making fun of people this week, especially like whoever's ordering a turkey sandwich, you know, this week leading up to Thanksgiving. I'm like, what are you doing? And of course, you know, for Mikey making the drive down here to Orange County, I was like, hey, dinner's on me. So we ordered some sandwiches.
That.
Guess which one he got?
Turkey.
A turkey. Yeah. What are you thinking?
If you know me well, or even I am the opposite of what you call foodie, I'm very just give me the good stuff, the basic stuff, a little bit of mustard, I'm good to go. Oh, so yeah, I'm the guilty part of there.
Oh, well,
so thank you for treating me for that. That's very nice.
No, we got you. We'll take care of you. And that's the whole thing. It's like this is a rivalry, but it's still love at the
yes,
end of the day.
Absolutely.
You know? And
100%.
So let's get straight to it.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Ducks versus Kings. It's coming up.
Let's go.
This has been at the end of, you know, let the fans here and the listeners know, you know, who is Mikey? And how did you even kind of get into the job that you're in now, rocking crypto.com arena?
So first off, I agree with everything you said. I love our rivalry, but I also love it's a great moment when your fans come to our building and our fans go to your building.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, it's sports. We all care for each other. Yes, there's rivalry and there's fun, but it's just that's why I love sports. It brings people together. So yeah. I've loved sports ever since I was a wee little kid. I have 4 sisters. Shout out, make my 4 sisters listener. I got you 4 more viewers, okay? All my sisters will listen. Hi, mom. Hi, sisters. Hi, dad. So I grew up with like 5 of my best friends in my neighborhood, and we played sports from like the minute we woke up to the minute the lights went, you know, got dark outside. So I love sports. And as athletic as I look, I wasn't the best at playing sports in terms of, you know, like school. Like all my friends got taller than me, so basketball went out the window. But I was great at track, and I just communicated with my parents, especially my dad, through sports in a way. You know, we talk about all the sports teams, and I grew up, you know, loving Gretzky, of course. That's a big thing for Kings fans. A lot of non-hockey fans, they said, who's this Gretzky guy? That's a lot of people became Kings fans. I was one of them that way.
Yeah.
And so I love sports, went to school, and I'm like, I don't want to go sports broadcasting, but I want to do some kind of broadcasting. So I fell in love with radio. I was a radio DJ for a couple of years, an oldies station, ironically enough, and I just loved chatting with people, whether they called in or whether I met them on a remote, you know, like, oh, I heard you on the radio, Mikey, and like, oh, nice to meet you in person. So I've always been a people person, I think, because with my 4 sisters at the kitchen table, you got to do a lot of talking. So rumor has it I talk a lot. So I do. but yeah, I just love being with people, chatting with people and going to sporting events. And so little by little after radio, I went to New York City and did voiceovers and I did commercials and things. And I just started chatting about people about sports and doing sports like shows every now and then. I'm like, I got to get involved with sports somehow. So
nice.
I moved out here and I did a lot of hosting for different programs, different companies. And I really love just getting people excited. And then a friend of mine, her name is Allie Kay. She's the best in the business. She's like, you should do sports stuff. I was like, oh, I never thought about like an arena. Oh, that'd be a good idea. And honestly, like a couple months later, the King's job opened up 7 years ago, believe it or not.
Wow.
And as they say, the rest is history. I auditioned for him and here I am now. So
that's beautiful.
It's something that it takes a while to adjust from like hosting for like corporate events to like 20,000 people. And I, that first season, I don't want to look at my footage from the first season. It was probably pretty rough, but the fans, little by little, I learned to get to know them. And it's the best job I've ever had. And I'll do it for the rest of my life if they'll let me.
Oh, I love that. And it's crazy how small the world is, yes, right? You mentioned Ali Kay. Ali Kay is, she's family to me.
Yep.
You know, a fellow in-arena host. In fact, we actually grew up together here in this organization. She was a power player back in the day. I was on street team and we kind of just worked together. And then eventually has blossomed into this beautiful relationship. You know, complimenting each other in, yes, in bowl. It's been amazing, man.
And I think that's important because I have my co-host is Kayla. And yeah, Kayla and I, honestly, 7 years ago, we never met. And now we are best friends because you are basically supporting each other in the arena. We can get into that stuff of like, hey, maybe I'm a little bit stressed for this hit. She'll calm you down. Maybe she's stressed. You have to have somebody to support you because that makes a great team. And that's like sports, just all teams coming together, making each other that you got each other's back. And that's why I think having a great co-host is a great, you know, equalizer in a way.
Of course. And it was crazy with Ali Kay. This is actually the second season we've been hosting together, but I've known Ali for like over 10 years.
Wow.
And so I shout out to all the Ducks fans that show us so much love. They're like, man, your chemistry is awesome. And it's like, what they don't know is that like, we've been working together well before we started hosting together in bowl. So that's awesome. And the fact that we have that connection where she threw you into the fold of yep, trying out for the Kings. Like that's really cool.
That's a reason that I love sports is like you talk about the fans showing you love. Cause that's honestly something I'm sure you do the same. I pinch myself every time I go into our arena. Like yeah, it's the other day I was like, this is like my office. This is where I work. And like, you know, you just pinch yourself. I might yeah, be, you know, I get there early. I love to get to the arena early. I don't know about you, but I
absolutely,
like that quiet time where you're whatever, you know, section 117, section 204, whatever section I'm in, yep, section 307, 308. I'm just like, I look around, crazy. I see all the quietness. I'm like, how many people get to experience what we experience. There's 32 teams. So yep, maybe 32, 64 jobs. And there's two hosts. I'm like,
sure,
you feel lucky and privileged and the fans make it all the difference.
Oh, absolutely. That's what we do it for.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
And what's great is like, we're kind of this in between, obviously we're not the guys on the ice.
Yep. Yep.
You know, and regardless of what happens out there, we could control the environment that we put out
yes,
to the fans, regardless if we're winning, we might be losing by a couple goals, like to be able to kind of dictate, and encourage, you know, that energy in absolutely, the building. I think that's what we have in common. We're yes, the hype guys.
Yes.
We're the
yes,
hype guys.
I will take full acknowledgement that I watch all your social stuff. I'm like, man, Jojo, hey, when do you sleep? Because I thought I work a lot.
Yeah,
I thought yeah, I work a lot. But I'm like, when is this? He's from one place to the other. But at the end of the day, I just love seeing how you bring the fans going. And you're 100%. I tell fans all the time, we're not going to go 82-0. No yeah, NHL team last time I checked. So
yeah,
I think of somewhere in this arena, there's a family. It's their first hockey game ever,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. All maybe, the way to your season ticket holders yes, that are there every single game.
Yep. And so if we're winning 6-0, let's go at it. Let's get after it. Let's have fun. If we're down 2-0, we still got to have a little fun.
Of course.
I want to think there's a thing called sports magic, what you and I do. And in a way, do the players listen to everything they say around the mic? But maybe if they hear that crowd yeah, cheer, they're like, okay, let's go. Let's yeah, go, boys. Let's get after it. Let's get that goal. Let's tie it up. So what we do changes everything, but at the end of the day, we can't completely score the goals for them.
Of course not. Yeah.
But there's a fan out there. It's their first game or the season ticket member, their 800th game.
Yeah.
I want to make them smile.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
That's what we do. And yes, we'll have off days and we'll make mistakes, but if we're still kind people, what is going to matter.
Exactly. The biggest message I want to come out of that is like, hey, we're fans just like you.
Yep. Oh yeah.
We're just fortunate enough to be paid to be here.
Yep.
And that's why we're going to rock it, you know, night in, night out.
Okay. So that hit a strong chord with me. We're fans just like you. I tell them, I'm like, I get up. How when it's your Ducks lose or the Kings lose, how long do you go to? You're okay. Like I need about 24 hours.
Yeah.
Right. You know, there's another game coming, yeah, but I'm like, look, guys, I'm fans like you. I'm mad we lost.
Yeah.
But you have to eventually warm back up for the next game.
Especially.
So
when,
what's your, like, I guess.
Honestly, the next day I'm good.
Okay,
you know, because
okay,
there's so many things you're trying to, you know, accomplish for the next one.
Yep.
Now, if it's like a, you know, season ending playoff eliminating
don't
game,
talk to me for
then
a month.
I'm
in the corner eating ice cream for a month.
Exactly.
Like, just like, oh, cause.
Because then the work is done too.
Yeah, yeah, that too. Yeah. When fans are like, Mikey, don't you get upset? I'm like, A, yes. And B, I get even more upset for you because my job's over when the team's out of the playoffs.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, we do stuff in the summer, but obviously I think that's hard to sometimes separate. Look, imagine you're getting a ticket to a game and they show up and JoJo's like, hey, what's up, everybody? JoJo here. Yeah, welcome to the Honda Center. Like, they're not going to want to come
no,
back.
Oh, of course not.
So you got to get excited. And if you're down a goal, the world's not over. Yes. Get the team back fired up. Let's tie this game up.
Absolutely.
But you have to have that mindset of somebody's walking to this door. Let's put a smile on their face.
No, 100%. 100%. Now, but speaking of getting excited, I mean, there's so many things to be getting excited for. I mean, look, like, even going into this year, we're the only two teams that did a full rebrand.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get your initial thoughts on the new Kings logo.
And love obviously,
I got to say, I think ours is a little better.
Ours is way better. Ours, we'll talk about that.
No, ours is going back to the original. Come on, just with a little bit of...
Look at the crown.
A little bit of tweaks, you know? See, this is where the show's going to go disarray. But nonetheless, I'm pumped. That, you know, I think it makes the rivalry even cooler to kind
absolutely.
Of allude to the past while still kind of modernizing and looking into the future, right?
Yeah. And I think for us, it was a secret for about a year about our logo change. I don't know about how long you guys, but to keep that a secret was hard for me. Oh,
100%. Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm a talker. So, but I didn't leak it. I didn't say nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and the fans love it. I love it because it's a little bit of everything. You know, of course, our big thing is we were born in LA in 67, and it's got a little bit of every generation of our logo.
Yeah.
It's, of course, got the crown. To me, the crown is, you can't be a king without a crown. I say it all the time, but the crown is our thing, you know?
Yeah.
And the logo itself, it's more, I guess you would say, shiny. Our jerseys, woo. And we have these matte helmets. And I just think the rebrand or the refresh, whatever you want to call it, that was done so well by all my amazing behind the scenes staff. And you have behind the scenes people too, as well. Like, I love it. And honestly, it gives the fans just a little more pep to their step when they see it, you know. And our vintage logo got us our cup runs and all this stuff. And I just like the fact this pays tribute to all of our logos into one clean logo.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, with us, you know, obviously, again, the start of 93, a lot of people, you know, love the old Mighty Ducks movies.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've been hearing the sentiment for a little while of like, hey, like, love the, you know, that old Mighty logo. I think this is the great meme in the middle. Obviously, orange. It's Orange Country.
Yep.
That's what we are. And to the fact that, you know, we could have this new modernized logo and you know, keep going with the Orange Country, Orange County. This is where we're from. Is huge. So pump for both of our teams.
Yeah, but they both crush. And full confession, this is Confessions with JoJo and Mikey. You invited me to your arena.
Yeah.
I went, paid money. Okay, I bought a ticket. Okay, I'm a good citizen. And I heard about these ducks that come out of the.
Yes.
I was like, say though, they do what now? And I'll admit, it's pretty awesome. It's, like at first, I was epic. Like, okay, I can make fun of JoJo for this. And then they came out. The fans were going crazy. I'm like, okay, this is awesome. And like, that's new. And I'm like. And I think that's why I love sports. Like, every arena's got their little thing. So I've never seen that before. And you guys have your different goal horn. We have ours. And every arena's got a different feel to it.
Yep.
The ice smells a little different. The color combinations are different. So if you go to a Blackhawks game or a Panthers game or a Rangers game, every arena's got a different kind of personality.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah. No, I mean, I got to give credit to our entertainment team, man. I mean, from the on-ice projection to the new lights, the flying ducks. I mean, we got Wild Wing coming down from the rafters.
He looks sharp.
You know, it's been a ton of fun. And I think between our markets, you know, a lot of people talk in the hockey world about how, you know, West Coast hockey, California hockey. I mean, what is that? But like, you know, we're packing in our buildings night in and night
out. Absolutely.
You know, we got a bunch of, you know, players that are going through the junior ducks, you know, I'm sure the Kings youth hockey system.
Little Kings program. Yeah. It's amazing. And as a host, we talked about really connecting with fans.
Yeah.
I think one of my most recent memories is the fact that there was a fan that came to maybe our home opener the second game. He is now 12, and I've been watching him play hockey since he was, you know, 5 when I first joined the team. So I go to his practices sometimes if I can make it. And so that connection we have with families and friends and fans, and it's like he's a little Kings program, which was our, you know, gives you all the gear, all that kind of stuff. And it's just like, wow, I got to experience that through sports, through this job. And this, you know, kid loves hockey, and I get to see him grow up in the hockey community.
Yeah. You know, on my side, I feel like I'm aging myself a little bit, but Cam York plays for the Flyers. Right. Went through our junior ducks program. In fact, he even did our Score street hockey program.
Wow.
You know, I remember just reading an article and they quoted him at saying that, you know, he was there when the Ducks won the cup in 07. He was only 6 years old.
Wow.
And from there, you know, he was inspired to play hockey. went through our programs as a junior Duck and is now playing in,
that's
in the league.
That's amazing, you know? That stuff, right?
Yeah. And even on your end, we got Trevor Moore.
Thousand Oaks native Trevor Moore. I mean, come on, you're not a Kings fan, so you don't say the whole sentence. It's Thousand Oaks native Trevor Moore. Teaching Ducks fans some things, okay? Thousand Oaks native Trevor Moore. It's a community, and it's a city in Los Angeles, so in the Valley. But seeing that and getting having him drafted by the Kings and playing for the Kings.
That's awesome.
He's having a great season, and he, you know, another thing, I think a lot of fans don't realize sometimes that they're human beings, they're players, and they do things in the community. And to see a kid get a stick, you know, when the fans go up against the glass and just add, they put those little cute signs or something, and to see fans light up if Trevor Moore takes time to sign an autograph or goes out in the community and, you know, all of our players, that's what I try to tell fans too sometimes. Like, they're not just playing hockey. They're affecting lives.
Oh, 100%. Hey, let me serve y'all some knowledge.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Not as good as my knowledge, obviously. I got to shout out
Emerson Edom, our very own Emerson Edom. Like, he grew up in the LBC, you know, summertime in the LBC. Emerson Edom drafted, right, by the Ducks.
Yep.
In fact, he actually got drafted in what was formerly the Staples Center, if you guys even know. I feel like I'm aging myself.
No, you're not aging yourself.
Back in 2010, along with Cam Fowler in the first round, it was amazing because that was the first year I started with the team.
Ooh. And so this, how long have you been with the team actually?
Since 2010.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
On a way smaller scale. I started on the street team.
Gotcha.
Didn't play for the actual Ducks team. I have no business, especially back then, even putting on skates. I've gotten a little better.
You have better than I did.
I got a little better, you know, but
I'm still trying to skate backwards. That's
same here.
That's hard.
That's the thing.
I think that's a
misconception. We're like, oh, you guys are hosts of the Ducks and the Kings. You guys must play. I'm like, I'm trying. We're trying.
But we are great walkers on the ice.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? If I got an intermission game to go, I'm your guy. I will walk on that ice like a champ.
I was down on the ice with Ali K for a turkey race, and I'm out there running, and I'm like, if I fall,
right,
I'm going, but I'm like, you know what? I got this.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah, we can do it. So in our own way, you know, we're good hockey players, I guess.
Yeah.
In our own way.
Absolutely. 100%
for a hockey team.
Absolutely.
You know? But it's so dope because Emerson, he played with us for a little while. And it's actually now on our Duckstream team, man. He's an amazing analyst. He does the radio broadcast. So again, just the core of people from California, moving on to the NHL, we're just proving all the haters wrong out there. And all the people from the East Coast, who's knocking California hockey. No, we're legit.
Come out here, experience it and see it for yourself. And another thing that you and I both have in common in a way is we both have our AHL teams really close by.
Oh, I remember back in 2015, like both of our teams moved. You guys were the Manchester Monarchs, right? We were the Norfolk Admirals. And I remember like the news of the teams shifting out here, making their own Pacific Division. So, go Goals.
Yeah. Go Rango.
No, man, get out of here.
Rain train all day. Rain train one time.
But that's another thing. Those buildings pack in for minor league sports.
Absolutely they do. And the great thing is if you haven't seen an AHL game, get out to a Goals or a Rain game. Go to Rain game. They're better than the Goals. Kidding.
No. Go down to San Diego, man. It's way more beautiful down there. You know what I mean? I got love for the IE, you know, but like San Diego is absolutely
IE is beautiful time here. If you make it out there, trust me, okay? I'll do a commercial right now. But no, we get to see the players come through the ranks in a 100%. Way. Like, you know, we have, like, you know, our for us personally, we have people like Quentin Byfield, and now he's on the Kings. And I saw him, Akil Thomas, and Jordy Spence, and Brant Clark last year. We have all these players. And, you know, the AHL, it's a small arena.
Yeah.
So you're a little bit closer to the players in a way, right? And to see how they go through the ranks, and now they're at the professional level, and to see them kind of achieving their dreams right in front of your face. And also the AHL, the fans, they kind of get to both watch teams because some AHL teams, like their NHL team is one side of the country and all the other side. So the fact that we have our team so close, you can watch both. So honestly, check out AHL as well. And I'm sure about you, we have Kings fans that go to both.
Yeah.
Right?
100%. Yeah, we have Ducks fans that go to both too. So, for our side, man, like Olin Zellweger, even seeing Lukas Dostal, like crushing it up with us. But I remember a few years back, seeing him, you know, down in San Diego, and the fact that that's so local now is great. So just all together, Southern California hockey.
It's amazing.
Thriving.
And
it's thriving.
We have high school hockey leagues. We have the Anaheim Ducks High School Hockey League, the Kings High School Hockey League, all these different arenas. And, you know, they're passionate as well. It's Yeah, it's amazing, this community of hockey.
Yeah, absolutely. So going back to the rivalry,
right,
a little bit.
That the Kings are better than the Ducks? Okay.
No. That the Ducks are no, hey, the Ducks, we recognize what show you're on, man.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
I love the
NHL. Let's go,
I
Ducks.
I can't say anything too positive. You'll clip it and send it. You know? Yeah. I like the Anaheim Ducks. The LA Kings.
Ah, there we go. I guess I have to. I love the Anaheim Ducks. And no, I don't like the LA Kings, man. Well, whatever, get out of here with that.
He was a trick.
Yeah, exactly. Hey.
Hook, y'all heard.
He says he likes the Ducks. I do.
We'll talk about teams we don't like right now. Yeah. Bring on the windows.
Speaking of that, I mean, look, we might hate each other on those days.
Yep. 24. I always text you and say our friendship's on pause for 24 hours.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Right back on track.
But there's got to be a couple teams that we both hate together. Our fan bases hate together.
Who do you think? Well, I think it very honestly. To me, it's like a window of time, right? Yeah. So like our rivalry is going to be it's always going to be Kings versus Ducks. 100%. That's going to be our thing, right? We have a whole, long history of stuff. And then there's small windows. So right now for us as a Kings fan, it's the Oilers. And I hate just to
I'm
say
surprised
that.
Surprised that.
Just to say that name out loud on a microphone. Because they've knocked us out of the playoffs three years in a row. Yeah, so you have to respect them. You also have to dislike them a lot. And that's our current team that I just don't. Not a big fan of the Oilers.
We had a thing with the Oilers too, where we lost in the playoffs to them as well. But man, for us Ducks fans, you already know, comeback on Cotella, man. We were down by what, like 3 goals with just a few minutes left. We end up tying it and we'll win in the second overtime. Corey Perry scores an epic game winning goal. I remember I was DJing that game and in playoff hockey, like it's a different animal. Yeah, as a DJ, to go almost pretty much playing over another like half of a game. Man, I was like, dude, music wise, what do I play? Like,
right.
But it was a blast. So I think we share that sentiment. I mean, within division, but I got to say, at least for a while, it was San Jose.
Oh, the Sharks.
I know we battle each other on like, hey, we're California's first cup. Me, 2 cups now.
We had the 2 cups.
Oh,
I just want to, I checked my
I know,
math.
I know, went on the internet. Mikey.
Yeah, yeah,
I know. Okay, but what two. I'm saying is before that, when we were both at least what we could share against the Sharks is
they've
that
never won one.
Never
so
won one.
Not a single one.
Yeah.
Of all the cups of the NHL, the San Jose Sharks have zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we could agree on.
We could agree on that.
We could agree on that.
Handshake on that one.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We'll agree on
the
that.
One
like
and
the
probably only handshake.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah.
But
do we talk about the team around all the slots and, the casinos?
You know what, man? Vegas.
Yeah, it's tough to.
We both hate Vegas.
Yeah, we're not a fan. Like, let's be honest. They've got a cup now.
They got a cup
now.
And
that was my thing.
And they won it so soon.
I know.
Hey, I got to say, like, the expansion draft, I was a little salty.
Yep.
I was like, man, they got a good team right from the jump.
Yep. And look, I'll give them credit. Like, you and I will agree on one thing. When other fans come into our building, 97% of them, they're amazing and fun. It's a fun little rivalry,
fun.
But it's like every now and then, you just want to be like, I just don't like you guys right now. Well, I just don't want you.
One
in my
thing
arena.
I gotta
Go
ask
away.
You. I gotta ask you. So they make the cup in their first year. They play Washington. I was cheering for the Caps for one big reason, and it wasn't so much like, oh, Vegas made it in their first year, like that's not fair. That was a part of the sentiment, but what I was really cheering for were all the employees of the Caps who have been there
for
years, who never made it out, cheering for Ovi.
Absolutely.
Because Ovi, like, he deserved it more than this team that just came about.
Like the new kid on the block, right? You kind of have that little bit like, oh, you're new. Give it a couple years.
Yeah, exactly.
You haven't earned it yet. But at the same point, they're all starting 30, they're one of the 32 teams. They all have a fair shot to start the season.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But we still don't have to like them.
Yeah.
Right.
No doubt. So I was pumped for the Capitals employees, our counterpart, probably the in-arena host, the DJ,
of course,
putting in all that time, however many years they've been there and finally winning it. And then of course, hey, it just took Vegas a couple more years and then they got their cup.
And that was my go-to thing. I used to be like, talk to me when you get a cup, and now they got one. So now I go, just talk to me when you get two, cause you have to like, There's always
don't be talking. Don't be saying that to Ducks fans.
No, never would. I love. I won't say it out loud because you're gonna clip that one part. Yeah. Lion is definitely cooler than a duck, is what I'm saying. Bailey, shout out, buddy. Okay, Bailey, I love you, buddy. You got my back, Bailey.
look at our show. You got lions going around anywhere? No.
That's
but
true.
We got flying ducks.
Okay,
got
that's true.
Is Bailey going down from the ceiling of crypto?
Bailey's ferocious, but lovable lion for the kids.
I know he's not doing that.
Okay, he did a
I gotta say, Wild Wing.
Yeah,
Wild Wing was the first one to do it in the NHL, if not all sports, and now he's doing it again. His eyes light up, man. What is Bailey doing?
Bailey growls, he roars, gets the crowd going.
Yeah.
Got that Bailey drum. Let's go GKG all day.
Let's go Ducks, man. It is a great job.
Okay, I do have a question for you real quick. You and I have similar jobs, right? I've never asked you, do you have any game day superstitions?
Ooh.
Because I've got a lot. I won't tell you all of them because they're crazy, but do you have any game day superstitions on a game? Do you wake up, your Ducks are playing, what do you do? Is just this, you'd have to, any superstitions?
You know what? I'm going to be honest. No,
wow,
I don't think I do.
So I'm the crazy one then.
Yeah, okay. You are crazy. In a lot of different ways,
yeah,
Mikey.
But
no,
I will admit that.
No, nothing that comes to mind. What about you? What's like the biggest one that you have?
The biggest one I have is once I get in the arena, there's certain, we have our pregame meeting. I always have to sit in the same spot. Always. Like I have to. I know that's crazy, but I have to sit in the same spot. I usually will try to listen to, like, if we won the day before.
I'm going to talk to Patrick and be like, yo, take that seat away. I just want to see it.
It's not even a seat. I sit on a table. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. Okay. So I did it my first, my first game ever. I was so nervous and I was like, where do I sit?
Yeah.
There was like no chairs available. And I'm like, I'm the new kid. I'll just sit all here on this little table. And now it's like, that's my spot.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And I know it has nothing to do with how the
I'm
going to
go up in
the
there
ice.
And like break that table. Like
spot,
Buffalo Bills, like tailgate style.
If I see that table mess with, okay. Once again, Kings fans, if you don't see me at our arena, the next home game, send help. They've done something to me in Anaheim.
That's crazy. Oh, you know what? Maybe I got to start something.
You must have something. Maybe don't think about it.
Maybe I don't think about it. Yeah.
Like if we had a great game and I listened to a certain song in the drive in, I'll listen to that song again. Cause that's something to do with how we won, even though it doesn't. But yeah, that I feel like I have like superstitions that I think have an effect on the game and they don't.
Yeah, that just gave me an idea for the show where like maybe I hit up the fans and be like, what's your guys' superstitions?
Yeah, I ask fans that all the time. There's certain fans that will wear the same jersey because hockey players are superstitious.
Oh yeah.
The hockey players themselves are superstitious. And there's certain fans. There's one fan at my arena. He gives me a mint, like a wrapped mint every single game. And
nice.
Last
is
game.
Is that supposed to be telling you, like, does your breath stink at games, man?
No,
like,
no. It's
that,
just like it's a little thing he started doing. Maybe it does. Kings fans
maybe
are very hygienic.
Maybe
we
it's
brush
the food
our teeth
over at crypto.com.
Yeah, it's delicious at crypto.com. Yeah. The better food than what's it called?
Apparently
Honda
not because your breath stink.
Yeah,
you have to get mints from your fans.
I don't think Honda fans even, like, you know, Ducks fans even floss their teeth. We do in Los Angeles every day. It's a good looking city
oh,
up there.
Oh, man, dude.
But he didn't give me the mint.
You're lucky we're on camera. I'm going to tell you that this much because it started out fun, but now I'm starting to get a little
mad. Okay, I can see the face, yeah.
I'm just playing.
But he didn't give me the mint that one game and we lost. And I was like, he's like, Mikey, I didn't give you the mint. That's why we lost. So we make sure we meet up every time
he
gives me that mint. But
that's awesome, man.
That has no effect on the game. But I love those little things with the fans, those little interactions, you know, that we get to experience. We get to see things that fans don't because it's our job. And it's just like, wow, this is amazing.
You know, I'm thinking about, there is a superstition. Like, I guess I got college.
You got to have one or two. Come on.
But there's a couple fans that sit up in a section, like, you know, just above me. And they say hello to me every game. Like, and they show up early enough before warmups where, like, I could still kind of hear what's going on.
Right, right.
And they hear, you know, they're from afar, they're like, hey, yo, JoJo! And then I look up and I'm like, hey! And so we do that every game.
See,
so,
that's a superstition.
So, yeah.
So if
okay.
that didn't happen,
okay.
that would drive you a little like, oh, I didn't get to say that.
Yeah. Or am I, it throws me off like, oh, man, did they do it? And like, I didn't catch
it.
Nah, are they mad? Okay, so that's my superstition.
Okay, right, we just got one a couple. Yeah. I probably have more than you because I'm just crazy, but that's okay. That's okay. It's a good thing.
Oh, man. Dude, this has been so much fun.
This
man.
Has been a blast.
We could go. We might have to have a part two, part three, you know.
Sequels and triple, or what's a trilogy? Let's make a trilogy throughout the season. Okay.
No,
we'll do
sure.
like, you know, halfway, start of this, the quarterway season, halfway point at the end.
Absolutely. Okay. So we gotta kind of, you know, go into the next thing here. I want to talk about some former players.
Okay. We can do that.
And I want to kind of get into like these players that actually played for both of our teams.
Okay. Ooh, I like
both the Kings and the Ducks. And I want to see between the two of us and see if the fans agree. Which of these players more identify with whichever
okay.
team?
Okay.
All right?
Okay. I like this.
You know, so are they known to be a king are known to be a duck. These are all former players.
Former players. Yes. So yeah, not current. Okay.
Yeah. So in this, in their legacy, in our opinions, are they known to be a duck or a king? All right.
Okay. I'm ready.
So
for
I'm gonna start off with one right here. I'm gonna name three players.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
All right. First one, George Parros.
Ooh.
All right. He was actually drafted by the Kings.
Yeah, he was. It was 1999 or 2000.
Yep. 99? Yeah, 99. Okay, okay, okay. All right. And then, but he actually had his first season with the Kings in 2005. So he was playing probably in Manchester and whatnot in between that time. But, you know, I got to say, he started playing for the Ducks, for the better team, the net following year. In 2006.
And when you say better team, that's a lie, but it's the Kings.
No, clearly the better team in 2006 because he went on to win the Stanley Cup in 07.
True. That's true.
Yeah, better recognized.
Okay.
All right. But and then he went on to play for the Ducks until 2012. So just based off that alone.
Okay.
I
so
mean, come on. Is he a Duck or a King?
Here's my theory. I always feel like anytime a player is drafted, that's always like your first team, but there's always that but. If they've won a cup with that team, it's hard to it's hard to take him from you because he won the cup with you guys. So I don't know who's coming up next, but I think I'll give you him. I'm sure there's got to be a player that I'm gonna get on my side.
Oh, thanks. Ducks fans, you would agree with me. George Parros is a Duck.
Okay, man. Maybe we'll put that on socials. Is it if the team drafts you, is that forever your team, or is it if you have a cup run with the other team? So
that's true. Because I guess the other piece is like, what if a player plays for a team for like 15 years, but then on the 16th year before they retire, they won the cup?
Yeah,
that's a whole nother podcast. That's a whole nother episode.
Because there's always athletes in all sports that will play for one team for a certain amount of years, play 2 years, but they'll come back and their jersey's retired or they retire their jersey either for that team. Yeah. You know, so yeah, I'll give you him.
Man.
We don't have
to go too deep into it. Okay, but like
even, so you'll take him. You'll take
even
George.
Like Patrick Maroon, I gotta say, you know, he was a Duck for a long time, but then he went on to win with a bunch of other teams.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's like, yo, like who does he identify with at the end of the day?
Absolutely. No,
that's
part two.
Yeah, that's part two. He's not in this because he never played for the Kings. But however,
the Kings meaning like the better team in the NHL. Thank you. Okay. I just had to get that in one more time.
Guy, dude, cut his mic off, man. Here we go. All right, next player. Okay. Jonathan Bernier. All right.
Drafted in 2005-6?
I think 2006.
Okay.
2006, yep. First round, by the way.
Yeah, played.
11th overall.
Yeah. Played for us for 6 years.
Yep.
And I want to take him because I feel like...
No, but hold on. Let me mention, he played for the Ducks.
Okay, Your Honor, I'll listen to you.
After he left y'all, he played for the Ducks, or he actually played for the Maple Leafs for a few years. And then we signed him in 2016. He ended up starting 33 games.
That's not
21-7-4.
Yeah, but that's 30 games.
I know, but
we're talking.
He looked good in that Duck sweater.
Talking 6 years versus 30 games. That's our guy.
Not
100%. That's our guy.
That's something that Mikey's even forgetting. He won the cup with you, man.
Yeah, but I mean that's like that's something that like I don't know. I feel like. That defeats my purpose of the first argument. So yeah, he won the cup with us, so he has to be ours.
Absolutely. No, that's y'all. I think Ducks fans would agree. Jonathan Bernier.
He has to be. I said in the first thing, he got a cup with us. Like your guy got a cup with you. Yeah, that's our guy.
All right.
That's 100%
our guy. So we're 1-1 right now. George Parros, Duck, Jonathan Bernier, King.
Yeah, I think. Okay. I think if you win a cup with that team, that's your guy.
That's your guy.
Jonathan won it with us. That's my guy. Well, I want him.
That's going to make this next one a little more difficult. Okay. All right. So I'm curious to see what you guys think about this. This is the last player. Dustin Penner.
Ooh.
He went undrafted. Yep. So that whole argument of like whoever drafted him is his team. All right. But then he comes to the Ducks.
Yeah.
Wins California's first cup.
Yeah.
In 07. All right.
Big won a deal. Cup with us.
He did. And in between, he played for the Oilers, and then he went to the Kings in 2011. Talk about timing.
Yeah, that's perfect. I mean,
perfect timing.
There's those journeymen that just get on teams and win cups, win you know NBA titles, all that great stuff.
Exactly. But you know, and then he did his time with the Kings, won a cup.
They each have a cup for each one of us.
Yeah, but here's the thing: he comes back to the Ducks in 2013, 2014, and you know what happens that year? Look, you guys won the cup that year. I get it.
And we have two cups.
Yeah. But. That year was the first year.
This is a good one.
It's the Stadium Series.
Yeah.
Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
Ducks versus Kings. Who ended up winning that game?
Yeah, I think I didn't hear you. I don't get the reception on this side. I can't remember who won that game.
No, yeah.
We can cut this part out.
I gotta ask. Hey, you know what? You guys as the home team at Dodger Stadium, man, that goal horn must have sounded so good. Oh, wait. Y'all didn't get to hear it, did you? Because we shut y'all out.
Wow.
Sneak attack. And you know who was on that team?
See what I'm dealing Dustin with right Penner. Now?
Yeah. Dustin Penner was on that team, man. So who is it? Who is it?
Oh, this is a tough one. Wow.
Yeah. I got to say he's
you
a duck,
stuck that
dude.
Stadium series in on him, didn't you? I knew there was a sneak attack.
He won a cup on both teams.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Okay, I got an idea. How about this? To kind of, because that's a tough call.
Y'all won the cup that year. Yeah. I get it. So ultimately, you know.
What do you think, fans? As I'm thinking, all right, here's my get out of jail free card. Because I think we're both going to fight for him pretty evenly here, right? Stadium series aside, cups aside, if I have to take a Dustin, I got to take Dustin Brown. So maybe we can only have one Dustin, right? Okay. So Dustin Brown will forever be a king.
And you know
so,
what? And we'll take Dustin Penner.
Yeah, right and here, it's not man. A knock on Dustin Penner. It's not. No. The only rationale is I feel like I should take Dustin Penner. I should take. But if it's going to be one Dustin Brown, he's got the statue out
he's
front.
He's got the statue.
You know, he's the first cap. To raise the cup. So.
I get it. But yeah,
I'll
man.
Give you Dustin.
Dude, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Of those. You know? That was great.
It was cool too. Those are all players within the last like 10 years. There's actually a pretty big list of former Ducks and Kings guys.
And I think that's the great thing about our rival. It's such a long history of it. 100%. You know, the freeway face-off. We're just down the street from each other, quote unquote, depending on traffic and time of day. But you know, that there is so many great rivalries and there's so many great players have played for both, and you have your players that you love. I have my players that we love, and then we have players that we can equally say, you know, because that the Dustin Penner thing, he's won both for us.
Yep,
I'd like to have him, but I get what you're going.
No, it's all good. That's a part of the game, man. I love that we ended off on that one because that was definitely a good one. That's like that could be a toss up, you know. So let us know what you think.
What do you think, Kings fans, the best fans in the NHL?
Oh man, come on,
this you, now guy, get your dude. Now you can go to your camera. You can say it. Say, let's go, Ducks. I have no control of the editing. I know. I feel like they're going to make
it. Nah, man. Hey, recognize where you're at, bro. Nah, it's fine. No, this is the love right here. I think the Ducks fans are the best in the NHL. I think they're way better than you guys. But, hey, it's all good because y'all think the same about
us. Of course.
And that's the love of it. That's
why we love sports.
That's the beauty of it.
Because at the end of the day, it's a bunch of adults going crazy. Where else can you have 20,000 fans for 3.5 hours all agreeing on one thing, right?
That's true.
Like if you,
that's the game.
I talk to fans all the time and I always make this, you know, if you try to order, if like you and I and a bunch of French I order a pizza, we'll all disagree on toppings. You know, you can't get along with five people in a room agreeing on toppings, but at a hockey game, 20,000 people cheering for a hockey game, having fun. It's the best sports are number one.
Absolutely, man. That's a great way to kind of close up the show, man. This is Spinning It. Hey, Mikey, thanks for coming
through,
bro.
Thank you.
We have a game this Friday.
Yes.
Right?
Show up.
We haven't played at Crypto yet. That's going to be a little bit later on in the season, but we're going to wrap up.
Who won the first time at Honda Center this season? I think, was it the Los Angeles Kings? I think we did win that game.
Gosh, man. It was early in the season.
It was early in the season,
all right? I hope the turkey hangover affects you guys more. But nonetheless, man, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for coming through.
All jokes aside, thank you for having me.
Yes,
this has been a blast, and I love what you do at your arena. You're a rock star.
Man, I love what you do.
You get
man.
The fans going and just keep going after it, man.
Keep
you're
going.
Crushing it. And I'm saying this as a friend, not as a fun competitor. You're a rock star. Keep it doing. And thank you for having me.
Hey, man. Thank you so much, dude. Mikey, the true rock star himself as well. It's all love. Let's go, Ducks.
Go, Kings, go.
Man, let's go, Ducks. I got to end it off that way. That's Spinning It. We'll see y'all later. We out.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.